into the fireplace, and we kept a screen, possibly of 16 mesh wire, in front of the fire so sparks would not pop out into the room, causing a fire on rugs and so forth.
Right. In the fireplace, the thing that you lay the wood across.
Andirons. We did have andirons, mm-hmm. and this kept the wood above the floor level of the fireplace for draft to allow the wood to burn better.
Right. Did you ever hear another name for andirons?
Andirons. Dogs. Log dogs. But log dogs also was a term used by loggers to drive a wedge with a ring in it for rafting logs by water.
What would you call the place above the fireplace where you might put an ornament or a picture or something like that?
The mantle.
Okay.
And in my case, I built a mantle of half inch lumber, a wide board, rather than a heavy ornamental type mantle. At this time, it was not stylish to have heavy furniture or heavy designed materials, and this room built during World War II was followed. My molding, my baseboard molding, was of a smaller size and had been used prior to this time.
Did you ever hear any other terms used for the mantle?
I can't recollect. Do you have a suggestion?
Yeah, the clock shelf. Did you ever hear
I have heard that expression. Or the shelf over the fireplace was an expression that was used.
Right.
Put it on the shelf, as the Menorcans would say, Bubba, put that there thing on that shelf above that fireplace and don't get burnt by the fire.
Okay. The big round piece of wood with bark on it that you burn in the fireplace.
The back log.
Okay.
Or the overnight log.
Okay. Great. What would you call the kind of wood you use to start a fire?
Here we usually used light wood, which was a very fat pine from the longleaf pine, splintered fine. This wood did not absorb moisture, and in the wettest of weather, pine splinters would always perform.
What would you call the black that forms in the chimney? Black?
Smut,
right.
Or soot. And in order to clean your chimney, using a dry palmetto root, the acid in the palmetto would cut the soot loose, and most of the soot would go out with the smoke, where you did not have to bring a professional chimney sweep into your home to clean your chimney each year. Occasionally a piece of palmetto root was all that was necessary. Oak wood would not make smut enough to cause this fat pine wood. Cedar wood would not. Cedar was a wood where you did not have to clean ashes. It would burn so fine that the ashes would dissolve with the smoke. A pound of cedar is worth $1 million. Cedar ash. Try and get it.
Okay. What am I sitting on? What do you call this?
A chair.
Okay.
An armchair. A parlor chair.
Do you have any
rocking rocking chairs? Yes. We have two or three rocking chairs.
This chair right here. What do you call it? You know.